In Washington today, the director of the National Zoo announced her resignation. Lucy Spellman said she'll step down at the end of the year. A number of the zoo's animals have died in recent years, and Spellman's announcement came as a critical report was issued about animal care, management, and pest control at the zoo. NPR's Nancy Marshall reports.
Things have not been going well at the National Zoo. In the past year, an elephant died with undiagnosed tuberculosis, and two endangered red pandas died after they ate rat poison. And in 2000, a zebra named Boomba died of hypothermia and malnutrition. So Congress asked the National Academy of Sciences to appoint a panel of scientists to investigate. Its interim report, released today, did not mince words. It says shortcomings in care and management are threatening the well-being of the animals at the National Zoo. Michael Roberts chaired the investigation.
We believe that there has been a pervasive weakness at many levels within the system, ranging from the keeper level through management.
Zoo Director Lucy Spellman offered a spirited defense of the zoo. She said many of the animal deaths investigated by the panel were due to old age and that the zoo now has a preventive care program. But she admitted that changes need to be made at the top for the sake of the zoo and the Smithsonian Institution, which runs the zoo.
I have concluded that it's time for me to move on at the end of this year. I have become a lightning rod for too much attention. It's become a distraction for the zoo and the Smithsonian.
Pest control was cited as a major problem at the zoo. Rats and mice are tempted by food put on the ground for the animals and the warmth of heated zoo enclosures. The National Academy of Sciences report says the zoo has taken steps to improve its pest control problem, but points out that rats and mice pose a threat not only to the zoo's animals, but potentially to zoo employees and visitors. Sarah Piner from Bethesda, Maryland, is a frequent visitor to the zoo.
I've seen a lot of rats in different exhibits. Usually the indoor exhibits is where I see them. And lots of little mice. In the golden tamarin exhibit, there are a lot there.
Zoo Director Lucy Spellman says no one at the zoo has ever suffered any harm from the rats. The report's authors were careful not to blame anyone. They've refused to comment on Spellman's leadership or resignation. One panel member, Stephen Zawistowski of the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, did compare the zoo to a ship that's off course.
The zoo at this point is like changing direction for a large battleship or something. What we try to identify is what are the things that can be done as soon as possible, in some ways pointing to where, you know, where's the rudder at this point and making sure the right people are trained and ready to point it in the right direction.
The National Academy of Sciences panel is scheduled to deliver its final report to Congress this summer. Zoo officials have promised to follow the panel's recommendations. Nancy Marshall, NPR News, Washington.